weeks had passed since I had started the long journey to South America. But now the end was almost in sight. There were only three others aboard the tiny riverboat, the captain, his helper, and the government official.
We are coming close, Mrs. Leininger. Soon you will see the beginning of your husband's land.
Well, I'd better start getting my things together.
Oh, there is no hurry. We won't reach his dock until tomorrow.
Oh, is it that large, his plantation?
Ah, there is more to it than size. It is another world. And your husband, more powerful than a king.
You know him well, Commissioner?
I have known Mr. Leininger since he first came here in 1886, 15 years. But no, I do not know him well.
But you know all about me, don't you? You haven't mentioned it, but I'm sure you know all about me.
You are 25 years old, you come from New Orleans, and you married Mr. Leininger by proxy. You have never seen each other.
Yes, you know a great deal.
When your part of the marriage ceremony was performed, Mr. Leininger's brother acted in his place. When the marriage by proxy was performed here, I took your place. You know, I was very good. I also performed the ceremony.
You're practically one of the family.
Well, as commissioner of this area, I have to know everything. And besides, I am what you call nosy. Mm.
Will you be stopping off at my husband's plantation?
No, Mrs. Leininger, but I wish you much joy in our marriage to Mr. Leininger.
Oh, thank you. But you still haven't told me anything about him, you know.
Well, in a few days on my way back, I will visit with you. By then, you will know more about Mr. Leininger than I do.
We reached the dock the following afternoon, and the boat departed. I wasn't afraid. I had known from the start where I was going that my husband's plantation was deep in the jungle, and he the only white man among hundreds of Indian natives. The dock was crowded with...